Hello all and welcome to the Fantasy and Sci-Fi Fanatics Podcast. I'm your host, Deanna Kubal. Today I want to talk about a book that I read that I really enjoyed. And that's gonna be Academy Arcanus by Shmi Stovall. So I've interviewed Shmi twice already, once for season three. We talked about this series. We also talked about her Half-Life Empire series as well, and a bunch of other books that she's written. I really enjoyed Academy Arcanus. I do just want to go over just the book blurb in general. So it was the 2023 Dragon Award nominee for Best YA Fantasy Novel. Hopes, dreams, and literal nightmares out to kill a young boy. Gray Lexley, son of a candle keeper, wants to escape his life of old world technologies and study at the prestigious Astra Academy, a school for Arcanists, those who can wield magic. But Gray has a major problem. Every night as he sleeps, he's visited by monsters. When they injure Gray in his dreams, he wakes up with the same wounds in real life. On the night Gray might finally die in his nightmares, he is saved by the kind and mysterious Professor Helmuth, a powerful Arcanist. She offers to protect Gray and invites him to attend Astra Academy. Before that can happen, Gray must bond with a mystical creature to become an Arcanist himself. Will he bond with a unicorn, a pegasus, a kitsune? Whatever he bonds with will determine his magical abilities, so he must choose wisely. And when trouble finds Professor Helmsmith, Gray must become powerful enough to help her and fend off the terrible nightmares before it's too late. So I just wanted to go over that real quick. One of the things that I really enjoyed about just the series itself was it's kind of like Pokemon, but with mages. Excuse me. And I really like that about this series. And I talked about this the other day when I did my when I was recording my book review, where I got a couple of I got a Kickstarter from Shmi with some of these stories in it, an absolutely amazing book. So make sure you check out that book Nail, because it was a really good one. And I talked about it because it's such a cool storyline and world with the world building in particular. I loved how the story started off and with Gray, and you're in the nightmare and he's essentially getting attacked by these things, and he wakes up and these nightmares creatures, and he wakes up and he literally like is still injured. So there's this mystery right off the bat, which really like compels you, I think. And then the next time is really going to be when in this nightmare is when I really think a lot of it comes to a head, which I thought was really cool. I just loved how Shimmy started it. I loved kind of like Will White's Cradle, where you see a more powerful Arcanist or mage, or whatever you want to say, comes in and saves the main character essentially, and really sets the bar for what a character can do with those powers at the opposite end of the spectrum, right? So you have the character coming in, they want to start on the road to these powers. So I think both Shmi and Will do a great job of setting your expectations right at the start of the books on what the possibilities are for, you know, these characters to grow and what they can hope to one day achieve, which I think is really cool. It's a great measuring tool, I think, for the readers to be like, oh, this is where the character is. This is where they could get one day. The stories are going to give us whatever happens in between, which I think is really cool. So I love that Shmi did that with this book in particular. I liked Gray and his brother. I liked his brother in particular. So I don't want to spoil too much there, but his brother was one of my favorite characters, I would say, if not my favorite character in the book. I loved the animals in particular and the magic, or sorry, the creature, sorry, and some of the different animals that were there. But also, there's like some spirit creatures, there's some mythological creatures, like the menagerie of animals that and different creatures that a Arcanist, you know, can try and bond with are really big. And Shmi and I talked about that a lot in both of our interviews, in particular, where, you know, she really likes that type of world building, you know, where you can do, you know, a lot of different things. If she had restricted herself for just like fire type, you know, creatures, Or spirits of just the dead, right? That's pretty restrictive. But in this world, it's very clear that there's a lot of different powerful manifestations of different animals or different creatures. Unicorns are just one prime example. Dragons, of course, things like that. But really, if you think it's like really could be in this world, which I think is really cool because it gives you a lot of possibilities for who the characters can interact with. But I'm also always thinking when I'm reading this book in particular, and I can't wait to get to the other ones. There's five in the Astro Academy series. And the thing that always keeps me going and thinking with the next book is like, what creatures are we going to see? What powers are they going to give their humans? And I think it's really cool in the series that with the magic system that Shmi basically has it where like they're just starting out with these creatures, and the creatures they don't the humans don't just need the creatures to get more powerful to get powers, become an arcanist, but the creatures need the humans too. So they're trying to work together to both help each other with each other's essences to level up, which I think is just super, super cool. So it really goes to show you too a lot of the personalities of these people. It really comes down to a lot of times like why they're choosing a particular creature or being to basically like pair themselves with in this relationship, which I thought was really cool. I absolutely love the powers that were shared between the Arcanists and their chosen companion, like just super, super cool. I don't want to give anything away there, but like, in the blurb, it mentions a unicorn, a pegasus, a kitsune, like just really, really cool stuff. Gray ends up getting a very interesting pairing, and that's all I'm going to say. And it's really cool. And it also happens in a really interesting way. So I do spoiler-free things for a reason, but that's the one little thing or hint I'm going to give you towards this book. And it was really done really, really well within the story too. And things were not easy for Gray at all. And even after a particular thing's happened in the book and it keeps going, you keep thinking it's going to get easier for him, and it just doesn't. And it just leads to a really, really good story. And I really like this one. I am really excited to read the next four books. I'm really excited. There's a lot more that Shmi has done in this world as well. So I'm really looking forward really to reading all the books. I like the audio as well. I thought that was done really, really in a manner that really made you feel that it was fast paced, really felt more intimate with the characters. I like to do Kindle and do the Audible when I can. And this one, I liked both the Kindle and the Audible version. So I'd highly recommend both if you like one or the other. I think they're both really good. So make sure you guys check out Astra Academy, Academy Arcanus. The cover had me like right from the start. I just absolutely loved it. And I was not disappointed with what happened in the book with that cover either, just as another little hint for it. So make sure you go and check these out. Make sure you're reviewing these products. And please be on the lookout for my book mail video, which will be out later this week. We're releasing Shmi's episode. It'll be come out this past Saturday. And then today will be Tuesday, so then we'll have that book mail actually is going to come out tomorrow, which is Wednesday, and then Thursday I'll also have the Time Marked Warden review out for Shmi as well. So please be on the lookout for those, and that's just going to give you more information. Make sure you check the description below because a lot of Shmi's links for social or book links will be down there. Please make sure you subscribe to the podcast, whether or not you want short little things like this or longer interviews with authors and creatives. I got a lot going on this year. Please, please, please subscribe. It just helps me to help out everybody who's been on the show and who will be on the show in the future. It just helps get more eyes on their work. And that's at the end of the day, all that we're trying to do is to help out authors and creatives within our communities. So, other than that, hope you guys have a great rest of the day. Again, please check out Shmi's other works. And hope you guys have, great time reading. And as always, happy reading, my friends. Have a good day. Bye.